They want me to get rid of my dog. Can they do that?
I'm being fined for leaving my garage door open too long.
What are covenants? Do I have any rights?
Help, I feel like I've left the American zone.
If you want the answers to those questions, join me, Shu Bartholomew, and my guests on The Commons every Saturday from 2 to 3 right here on WBR Fairfax Radio. We'll ask the experts and we'll untangle the truth about what's left of our property rights.
On the Commons is a weekly radio show dedicated to discussing the many issues surrounding mandatory membership homeowners associations. Join us as we explore this relatively new world of controlled living, which includes condominiums, cooperatives, and both attached and detached single-family homes. Living in a common ownership development means giving up the American dream. It means giving up your constitutional rights and control over your most valuable asset, your home. Living in a homeowners association means leaving the American zone. This is On the Commons, and I am Shu Bartholomew.
Joining me on the Commons today is my friend Jan Bergman. Jan's a pretty amazing dude, if I do say so myself. He's found, he bought a house with an HOA, decided he didn't like it. He drove around all of the state of Florida until he found some place that did not have an HOA. And then guess what he did? And then he decided that he was going to, start a company called Cyber Citizens for Justice to help all the befuddled people in Florida and across the country, probably across the world as well. So, Jan, how's it going?
Well, it's getting really warm. It's summer in Florida. Humidity is on, and they passed a bill in the special session, as expected, that will create safety, but it will create as well a hell of a lot of problems price-wise.
Isn't that always the case?
Well, they passed it. The governor signed it the next day into law, the so-called Building Safety Bill HB4D. Let's face it. Yes, we really needed a condo safety bill after what happened in Surfside, and it cost the life of 98 people. But is the bill that was passed by the Florida legislature really the solution to all these problems? Well, time will tell. Yes, the bill creates lots of building safety provisions, but it sure will be very expensive for the families living in Florida's condo high-rises. I can tell you it will come with a lot of costs, and the ones who are already licking their chops are Florida's foreclosure attorneys.
All right, I want to know something. Step one, do we know why the condo collapsed? I mean, as far as I know, there's a lot of people who've got their own ideas of what happened. Do we know why the condo collapsed?
The report is officially not out, but I think we all know what was really happening, because don't forget, the condo association had minimum 2 years before the collapse a fair warning that the structural problems in the condominium and the building would create serious issues, and things would be done, needed to be done. But, well, if you want repairs, you need the money to pay for these repairs. And the problem over all these years was the fact that condominiums were allowed, or the owners were allowed, to not fund reserve funds. So when Champlain Towers realized in 2019 that serious repairs were needed, they had, I think, about $700,000 in the reserves, but they needed $16 million, which is quite a big difference. And you know that about 3 weeks before the collapse, the board sent out a letter to all owners telling them that a special assessment needs to be levied, and some of these associations of these units would have had to pay $70,000 plus as a special assessment. As you can imagine, that's money most people don't have as cash in their pocket, right? So the really necessary repairs were kicked down the road until it happened. And I can tell you that this condo is by far not the only one here in Florida that has these problems.
Okay, so it was inspected. It was inspected, and the inspector said that there were flaws, there were cracks in the thing. But what caused those cracks? I mean, something was done, something happened that you want to prevent from happening. I understand that the fact that there were no reserves was a problem and was an issue because they couldn't fix the problem. But what was the problem? It wasn't that they didn't have the money. There was a problem. Something
right,
happened.
But I mean, we all know that any building here in Florida, especially a building that is built next to the ocean, next to the salt in the air, and salt water next to them, will deteriorate every building. I mean, you don't need to be Einstein to figure that out.
Well, what I have a hard time with, Jan, is that I come from a part of the world where the Mediterranean is a saltwater sea, and they have a lot of buildings, high-rises, low-rises, single-family homes, all right around
But they don't collapse. Don't forget here, the quality of the buildings, no matter whether it be single-family homes or high-rises, is very low.
Okay, now you're saying something.
I moved here to Florida, and we ordered a house that looked really nice as a model home, right? And then I saw it being built, and I realized, oh, heck, you know, actually, the 2x4s are holding the house together.
Yes. And that's,
you know, and that in an area where you have hurricanes 3-4 times a year.
Yes.
And you know, so that scared the heck out of me, believe me.
I understand.
Because I come from an area where you build these kind of buildings with cement blocks.
Yeah.
You know, and this is not the case, you know. And if you see all the lawsuits filed by homeowners against developers and contractors, you realize that the quality, well, excuse my language, plainly sucks.
Jan, this is, you just finally hit the nail on the head, because every time I've been talking to people, especially in Florida, it's, oh, we have salt water here, oh, we have this, oh, we have that. No, it's a bigger problem. We're not going to fix the salt water. We've got to get down to what the problem is. And you hit the nail on the head. The construction sucks. To put it very mildly, there's a problem with the construction. So all the money in the world is not going to make the next house that's built just like this.
Right,
safer.
But see, you have to understand, you know, this country has an issue with, well, everybody deserves a house or a home, right?
Okay, yes.
Well, you know, if you want low-priced homes, you get low-quality homes. You know, so because if you want to invest some money and build a house which is more or less, built like mine with Eton blocks, that costs you more money.
Right. You've hit the nail on the head, Jan. If we're going to figure
And, you know, we have, again, here in the developments, you know, because they're building here like crazy in Florida, because everybody from up north flees to Florida to avoid the big taxes and all the other problems they have in these big cities up north. And, you know, you already have developers offering, again, yeah, pay $1,000 down on your own home.
Yeah.
You know where that leads to. We had it in 2007, and we will have it again. Obviously, they never learn.
That's the whole point, Ian, because we're just going to keep running into this stuff, and you have almost 100 people who lost their lives, not to mention who lost their homes and a lot of money. So the thing is, we have to decide whether that's what we want. And ever since this place collapsed, and I keep talking to people and asking people, and it's, oh, well, they didn't have the reserves, oh, we have the ocean, oh, there's salt water. No, it's not. It's crap. The thing is, you're living in crap, and you're paying big money for garbage. And you've got to understand that.
Right, but see, these people are bought into these condos with the phrase, it's easy living. You know, when these condos are being built, the developer artificially keeps the maintenance fees low so that they buy higher priced condos. And then after a while, they realize, oh, heck, you know, now we can't pay the maintenance fees anymore. And reserve funds, God beware, we don't have money for that.
Yeah, and that's,
you know,
and that's a big
And problem. Every home needs repairs, you know, good quality or bad quality.
I understand.
That's a fact. You have to pay for it. And, you know, already 20 years ago, we went around here in Florida with town hall meetings and everything, and we told everybody that reserves are needed because people are unable to pay special assessments on a 30-day notice. You know, like $10,000 or $15,000, that money is just not there. Florida is a retirement state. You know, and these people have the money to live, but they don't have the extra money to pay high-priced special assessments and things like that. You know, if you pay every month $100 more, you can afford it. But if you get after 5 years a special assessment, for $10,000, they don't have the money. And we've seen it over and over again. The foreclosure attorneys are making big bucks. You know, and that is the real problem. You know, and if you want to live at the beach, you need to spend more money. You know, that comes with a price. And so does this bill. People haven't understood fully what they're getting into with this bill. Because, make no mistake, the collapse of the Champlain Towers has cost 98 lives. But the provisions of this bill and the cost of these provisions, which are required now, will cost a lot of families their homes. They will be priced out of their homes. They will lose their homes. And, you know, I get to that a little later because this bill is not the only thing that will increase the cost. You know, the problem is we have now a bill which is 88 page long. It has a very convoluted language. It is often very difficult to understand. We will get, I know that already, different interpretation of what the provisions really mean.
That's right.
So there will be a lot of issues. The associations, the attorneys will have a field day, and the people will see increased cost because this is Florida. And this year, the people living in Florida's high-rises will get hit with four financial big whammies. First of all, it's the cost of living. You know, the gas prices, the food prices, and everything caused by the Biden administration in Washington is already expensive enough, right? Now, then comes the problem that the property insurance here in Florida is price-wise getting up and up. You have seen price increases of 100 and 200%. The legislature passed a new bill that is hopefully decreasing it again, but the bills are already out, so the people have to pay.
So artificially decreasing things, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, they created a fund and things like that. But, you know, one of the problems here in Florida we had, you know, insurance companies had to pay for so-called hail damage, right? So what these roofers did, they went to the homeowner and said, look, you know, I can make a deal, you know, you get, I call it hail damage, you get a new roof, you know, and the insurance will pay for it. And they did. Hmm. You know, I know people who got brand new roofs on their homes just because they were 25 years old. You know, and the insurance companies finally said, okay, that's it, no more. Thank you very much for small favors. You know, the newspapers were full of articles about scams and roofing deals. I mean, two roofers got arrested because they even called the homeowners and said, oh, you need a new roof? Hey, we can get you a new roof. Just tell us your insurance policy number and we get you a new roof. And they did. You know, that's nonsense. But, I mean, that is number two. And then people forget that the legislators passed years ago a provision that every high-rise, meaning every place that is higher than 75 feet, meaning three stories, has to have a fire sprinkler system. You know, they have to be... in compliance with the Florida Fire Prevention Code, which will cost a lot of more money because this is expensive and it has to be done. For years and years, this has to be postponed and postponed. And you know, funny enough, the Community Association Institute and its members were always against it. You know, they were there totally against safety measures and they fought it. And every year it was postponed, or another year, another. Now it all comes together, right? Because now comes as well the money that is needed for the provisions of this so-called condo safety bill. Because, you know, you need reserve studies, you need engineering reports, you need all kinds of other things. Not even to talk about the fully funded reserves that will be required only on December 31, 2024. But that's already more or less the budget in a year. So there's no long preparation time. You know, all these four things together will cost a lot of families their homes, believe me. Especially people living on Social Security will not be able any longer to pay for all this. And then, you know, you have this avalanche of foreclosures because suddenly, let's say, 20% of the people don't pay the maintenance fees, you know, because they just don't have it, because they rather pay for food, gas, and medication, which is necessary to stay alive, you know. Now the other 80% have to pay even more for the 20% not paying, and that will even cause a few more owners to default because they can't pay for the now higher assessments. You know, so it's an avalanche which will never end, and it's a serious problem. And you know, the bill itself was. Actually, don't laugh. It was created by the future Speaker of the House here in Florida, a guy named Daniel Perez, or D. Perez. You know, I always think that the D stands for diva, because that's how he acts. You know, after the bill passed, which is a very convoluted bill, very difficult to understand, and very, very costly, you know, he wrote his own laudation in the Miami Herald, you know, praising himself, right?
Oh.
But in talk shows, he is not allowing other people to participate or more or less debating him about the bill. No, no, he wants to be there, and he even uninvited an invited guest who he knew would criticize his bill. You know him very well. The Energizer Bunny.
Oh, the Energizer, my friend, the Energizer Bunny.
That's
Daniel Perez.
You know, he was invited to a talk show to discuss the bill, and then the evening before, he got a call from the radio station. I'm sorry, we can't have you because of problems, because Daniel Perez didn't want to be on the show if Julio was on the show. You know, this is the way it works. That guy is horrible, and heaven help us citizens if that guy is the future Speaker of the House. Because he is one of these attorneys who thinks he knows it all better than anybody else. You know, because don't forget, we had a very, very good bill at the end of the regular session. Everybody thought it would pass. Everybody was happy with it. You know, it would ease in the higher cost. There is higher cost involved. There was no question about it. But it would ease it in. You know, not kaboom, now you have to pay. This is what this bill now does. You know, and he blocked it because he wanted to be the hero. He wanted to be the hero. Oh, I am the one doing this condo safety bill, you know, blah, 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 blah. You know whose hero he really is?
The lawyers.
The hero of Florida's foreclosure attorneys.
The
because they're already licking their chops after seeing all the costs this creates. You know, and this is the real problem. We're dealing with legislators who have no way of realizing what it all creates. You know, the problems it will all create. You know, okay, you save the lives. I can tell you what will happen is that many of the old condos, especially down in Miami and in Broward County and in Palm Beach, you know, the so-called Tri-County area, that's where all the big high-rises are at the beaches, a lot of them will sell to developers because the owners will realize that they can't that they don't have the money to pay for the necessary repairs. We have already seen a few where owners voted to sell the building to a developer who offered a pretty good price. You know, and now the developer will build, instead of the 12-story high-rise, he will build a 24-story high-rise. And I doubt the quality of the building will be much better than the ones we had. But that's on another piece of paper. So that's where we're going here, Shu. And this is a problem, and people don't realize it. You know, remember, 20 years ago, everybody was talking about engineering reports, about inspections, about funding reserves, about doing all these things. Nobody wanted to listen. You know, and funny enough, the Community Association Institute, who now is certainly all in favor of this bill because all the their members will make a hell lot more money at the expense of the condo owners,
Yeah. They
always were against all these things. You know, oh, you can't, these owners can't afford it, and they can't afford this, and they can't do this, and, you know, you can't burden them with this high cost. And all this kind of stuff. Now suddenly, oh, it's nice because now our members, our association attorneys will make lots of money because this bill has two serious failures. First of all, it doesn't protect the money that and the funds that will now be created through all these provisions because make no mistake, it all has to be paid for, right? So the accounts will carry a lot more money than they had before, you know, adding reserve funds. Okay, but there is nobody here in Florida who really goes after the people who misuse the funds. You know, oh, by the way, I have to tell you, board members are now threatened with a breach of fiduciary duty if they don't follow the provisions of the bill. Right? And guess who is enforcing it?
Of course, the Division of
Condominiums, the ones who already fail to enforce existing laws and always invent reasons why they don't have jurisdictions to follow up on complaints, you know? So this is another law without teeth. There was a real good bill filed in the legislature that would have created a task force to do the investigation and to go really after the bad guys under the umbrella of the Attorney General's office, meaning Florida Law Enforcement Agency. You know, that would have really created teeth, not this baloney, oh, yeah, the division will go after them for breach of fiduciary duty. We've seen it before, and everybody laughs about it, right? And then they created all these laws and all these new provisions, but they don't require board members to learn them. So now board members could be punished for a breach of fiduciary duty without even knowing that they breached them, because they don't know what their fiduciary duties are.
You know, Jan, it comes down...
That's the nonsense we're dealing with.
It is a nonsense we're dealing with, and the fact is, as I've always said, the housing in this country is made out of cardboard and scotch tape, and until we change that and we start getting proper housing that the rest of the world enjoys. And yes, it will cost you a little bit more, but at least you don't risk losing your home and losing everything. Get something. You deserve a decently built house. And we need to figure out how that's going to work and how that's going to happen without cleaning you and your bank account out totally.
Well, you know, see... Florida, every year we have hurricanes. You know, there's not a year without a hurricane, right?
Yeah, we had one the other morning.
Yeah, but then they build homes they know will collapse if somebody blows at them.
Yep.
You know, they allow these, excuse me, shitty built homes, and some of them are actually these mobile homes, to be rebuilt every time after a hurricane at the cost of the insurance, and we others pay for insurance because they get new homes. You know, I can tell you, you know, where I come from in Germany, we have as well in autumn and spring so-called storms, which reach as well up to 100 miles winds. And guess what? The only thing you hear then, well, a few branches broke down, you know, maybe a few shingles got off fell on a car parked in the street or something, but that's it.
Yeah.
You know, when you have a hurricane here in Florida with 100-mile winds, you know, the next 3 days, the Weather Channel will show you all the nasty picture of everything that collapsed, broke down. You know, remember 2005, you flew over South Florida and you saw a sea of blue, you know, with all the blue tarps covering the roofs that got displaced by the hurricane.
Yep.
You know, and then they built the same stuff over and over and over again.
Ironically, I went to Texas right after that hurricane, and I flew in and I saw all the roofs covered with blue tarp, but I didn't hear the same kind of horror stories that I'm hearing out of Florida all the time. I went to Beanie, and I was at a conference over there, and when I flew in, it was like everything was covered with the blue tarp. And
I drove down there after it, we saw the pictures, and you know, in TVs they showed, you know, all the pictures made from helicopters and things like that, and everything was blue.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, I have an understanding for insurance companies that they don't really want to insure places they know will blow up in a short while.
Which is why we really should build things properly. I mean, why can the rest of the world build things properly? Why can't we? I mean, that's what it all boils down to, Jan. That's what it basically all boils down to.
Yeah, but I think it's a policy in this country, you know, everybody deserves a home. No, you deserve a home if you have the money to pay for it. And, you know, sometimes you have to save up in order to buy a home.
That's right.
And not $100 down like we had it in St. Petersburg, you know. These people paid $100 down and never paid for the next 24 months until they get kicked out. You know, that's what happens. And you know, a good quality house costs good quality money.
And Americans deserve that. And it's it's got to be structured and built properly. And by structured, I mean the financial plan's got to be there. It's got to be built properly. You don't mind paying extra for a house that you're not going to be constantly dribbling in more for this and more for that and more for the other. And the fact that's ridiculous.
But you know, it was as well the fault of the banks. You know, they more or less financed 100% of the cost of a house. You know, knowing that most people in the end can't afford that. You know, yes, in Germany you like to own a home as well, but you don't go to a bank asking for a mortgage if you don't have 40% of the cost of this house in your pocket or in a savings account or somewhere to pay for it, because the bank will not give you more than 60% of the cost. You know, and that already shows it here. Well, just let's buy a house. You know, it's cheaper than rent, you know. And hey, if we default, hey, who cares? You know, we go elsewhere. That's kind of the attitude you find sometimes.
You're absolutely correct. You know, there's that. There's got to be a re-education. You've got to get people, if they want a house, they've got to learn how to save money. Maybe they've got to learn how to manage money, because probably a lot of people don't know how to manage money. But the thing is, we're not helping anyone by building all this garbage and turning it over to them and expecting them to come up with bundles of money to keep these cardboard and scotch tape places in one piece.
I sometimes get the feeling that people think, you know, approaching some problem the same way over and over again
is going to fix it.
It will not get you a different outcome.
No. And that's what is it they say? They say something about being an idiot. If you keep doing the same thing the same way and expect a different outcome, you're an idiot. What's the saying? But you're absolutely
I have a sign on my refrigerator. It says, you know, you can't change stupid.
I like that. Yes. No, you can't change stupid. That's absolutely
No, you can. And you know, and then when you hear these politicians speak, you know, what they all want to do. In the end, they do nothing but enriching themselves.
They promise you and promise you. They get you to vote. They make a bundle of money. And you're left sitting there.
Right. And you know, just look at their annual financial reports. You know, they make very little money through their income as a House representative or senator or whatever, right? They must have a lot of other income because, you know, their personal finances in 1 year they are $100,000, and next year they are $1 million.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah. No, I agree. Absolutely.
You know, and everything here gets decided by campaign funds, and in the end, the legislators can keep the campaign funds they didn't spend when they don't win.
I don't know if that's true. Maybe it is, but I know that.
Yes, it is here, okay. In Florida, minimum.
Okay, in Fairfax County, in Fairfax County where I live, the county government had collected extra tax dollars, and they had all this extra money. And you know what they did? They voted themselves a huge raise in prices, because you see, they work hard and they deserved it. How many people can vote themselves a raise?
And, right.
You know, and how many people have all this money at their disposal? It's not really theirs, but they use it. They take it. There's something seriously wrong with this. I don't know, Jan. There's something wrong with all of this.
Yeah, right. But see, you know, look, this is a problem. Here you have people, you know, campaigns. You know, here is the guy, the candidate, and here comes a big donor who gives him a huge check, you know, one of these blown-up big checks. They're bigger than the people, right?
Yeah.
You know, for $100,000, it's you know, not direct campaign. You know, it's for their PAC or whatever they call it, right?
Right.
Meaning, you know, you can more or less buy our legislators in a way, right?
Yes, you can.
See, in Germany, if you would give a candidate $10, you know what you would do?
What?
You would share a cell with the candidate.
That sounds good.
Yeah. But
$10.
This is a problem. Look, we have these primaries in the moment in different states, right? Guess what? You know, in some states, you don't have the results 2 weeks and 3 weeks after the election took place. You know, in Germany, we just had the big election, right? And 86% of the voters voted. And in Germany, you're a voter when you're 18. You don't have to register or something like that. You're automatically a voter. And they were upset that only so few people voted, right? The places where you could vote were closed at 7 o'clock in the evening, right?
Okay.
At 8 o'clock, the TV stations announced the result.
Wow.
They may have later on differed by 0.01% or something like that. Right?
Okay.
But they will tell you at 8 o'clock who the winner is and blah, 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 blah. Right? Here, no deal. I mean, we're still fighting in the way of over the election in 2020.
Yeah.
You know, that tells you what is wrong in this country.
Well, you know what? That's not the only thing that's wrong, obviously. We don't know how to build houses.
Well, let's not go there, because we need another hour of show to talk about all that things, believe me. It's just amazing sometimes, you know, when you hear, you know, the stupidity coming from Washington. It's amazing,
I know. There's a lot of it there, isn't there?
Yeah, you know, I didn't know that this country has so many morons, and they all seem to be in Washington.
Yep. There's a magnet that attracts them.
Right, but you know, Shu, the problem is, you know, we got now a so-called condo safety bill or building safety bill. The problem will be it will not really solve the problem.
That's right.
Because all this should have been done 20 or more years ago. You know, because what now happens is after the collapse, many banks got out of business of condo loans. You only have three banks left here in Florida who even considered doing condo loans.
Oh, really?
And there you have to jump through a hell of a lot of hoops, including funded reserves, you know, before they will give you a dime. That means that all these places which are now have 40 and 50 year certification requirements don't have the money to pay for the repairs which are needed. So what does it tell you? These people living in these homes will get red tagged. There will be a red tag at the door saying you have 2 hours to leave your home. We have already seen it in four pretty good-sized condominiums in Miami that got red tagged, and the people had to leave more or less with a suitcase in their hand, and that was it.
Wow.
You know, because now suddenly the building departments realize, oh, you know, 2 years ago, this condo had to give us a 40-year certification. But they didn't, and we didn't do anything about it. Oops, now we really have to do something. So we go there, you know, with full force, code enforcement, building department, everything. We put a red tag at the building, and then we get the police to clear the building. Has happened. There are quite a lot of people who live in hotels and with relatives or somewhere because they got kicked out of their homes.
I think you hit the nail on the head this show, right at the very beginning, when we talked about the fact that we're not building things properly. And I think we need to clear the decks and start from scratch, because building these shoddy things and giving people money is not really helping them, because look at what's happened. Almost 100 people lost their lives. People have lost all their money, and everybody's screaming because they don't have enough reserves. There's got to be a clearing out of this. You and I have said this, and you and a couple of other people have said this, but this is not working, and we need to, instead of trying to make it work, we need to clear the decks, and we need to start from scratch.
It doesn't sound right what I'm going to say, but it is the way it is. You know, the judge just announced that the owners of the building and the victims, you know, who lost family members, have a $1.2 billion settlement.
Yeah, I heard that it was a huge settlement.
That will be divided among the owners and the victims and the family members who lost family members. And, you know, remember, this building had 112 units. So you can quickly figure out how much money everybody gets.
Yeah.
I mean, the people who lost family members will get a lot more than the others, but
they'll never get their family members back. And
no, but the ones who didn't lose anything will get a lot more than they had.
Yeah. So, Jan,
you know, so it's a shame. The whole system doesn't work. Let's do it that way.
Hey.
You know?
That's what I've been saying for a long time, and I've been told I was wrong. I didn't know what I was talking about. Of course it works.
Well,
we just have to add this little law here.
I heard that.
We just have to add this little law here, and then everything will work hunky-dory, right?
Well, it doesn't, because, you know, we will have big movements here on the real estate market, because people will force to sell their homes if they still can, if they can get something for it, you know, if they're not being foreclosed upon. And we have a lot of people moving to Florida from New York. And, you know, when you drive around here, you see all these black and yellow license plates.
Yeah.
You know, which tells you this guy comes from New York. Oh, my God. You know? We can just hope that they don't bring their lifestyle from New York to Florida, because we have a different one here, which served us a lot better than the one in New York.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And when I always talk to people, you know, about all these lockdowns and mass requirements and all this kind of stuff they were suffering through over the last 2 years, you know, I can only say, gee, I always had a mask in my car, but I barely ever used it.
Yeah, I know. And, I could tell you stories, but that's not what this show's all about. But I'm glad that we finally hit on something that sort of makes sense and explains why this happened.
Right, but, you know, I don't think this is the end of it, you know, because this opened even more holes and it creates more problems. Because, see, the people in these condos, many of them will not be able to pay for all this.
No, I know.
You know, so here we go. You know, what are we doing, you know?
We need to start from scratch and we need to figure this all out. But you know what? We've done a brilliant job today, Jan. Thank you so much for coming on. And I think that finally we know what the problem is. We finally understand that it's not just the, you know, we've heard so many reasons for it, but nobody actually knew. It was, oh, well, yeah, we have all these reasons, but no. We need to get down to what really happens, because you can't fix it if you don't know what the problem is. And that's why I kept saying, do we know what caused it?
Yeah, but, you know, Shu, I know the feeling of, or the thing about reserve funds, right? Yes, you need reserve funds if you live in such a building, because there will be high expenses for repairs. But you know what the owners always said is, our reserve funds are not secured. You know, everybody helps himself. You know,
yeah.
we had a president who bought new palm trees from the reserve fund for the roof.
No,
I know.
And when
they needed a new roof, they needed to levy a special assessment, because the roof reserves were gone to the palm trees.
I know.
You know,
and there's
this
no
is the
adult
kind of nonsense
supervision
you're dealing with here.
It's not here. It's not in Florida. This is across the country. I hear from people all over the country, and the fact is that this is a flawed concept. I don't care what anybody else says. It is a flawed concept, and we need to fix it before we continue throwing more money at it and throwing more people out to the wolves. But Jan, thank you so much. We are out of time. I hope you'll be back with better news for us soon.
Please check out our website at onthecommons.us. On the Commons is produced by OTC Multimedia Productions.
Well, I finally bought my dream home to enjoy retirement life. I've made new friends and buddies, lots of parties for my wife. It seemed that life was perfect, all my neighbors felt the same. Then along came death by CCRs, life's over, I'm fair game. Those petty rules and regulations, it's enough to make you cry. They're full of woes, no pink flamingos, someone tell us why. Slick managers and lawyers slither close, but they won't tell why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell. Now there's lots of open meetings close to justice for HO. Those arrogant board members say what they want you to know. The CAINULI will help you lose it all. But I wouldn't sell that dream home yet. The writing's on the wall. Those petty rules and regulations, it's enough to make you cry. They're full of woes, no pink flamingos. Someone tell us why. Slick managers and lawyers slither close, but they won't tell why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell. Well, we're not afraid or stupid. All your threats mean nothing here. Time marches on, soon you'll be gone. United, we'll be there. So put your rules and CCRs up where the sun don't shine, and enjoy those precious golden years. Stop messing around with mine. Those petty rules and regulations, it's enough to make you cry. They're full of woes, no pink flamingos. Someone tell us why. Slick managers and lawyers slither close, but they won't tell why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell. Why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell.